Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carol Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy throws the ball into Bresud, who tags Boros trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Bressuit moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Pagliarani moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pagliarani moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boros strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-0 in the game. Schwall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boros strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clinton. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Clinton steals second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schwall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Schwall. Brown moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Schilling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball four. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Bobo Osborne. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Dick Brown. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Mike Roark now catching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Frank Larry. Dick Raditz now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.